State, our top story on Breakfast, and parents and pupils rallying around a special needs teacher from Crawley.
Everyone's very, very shocked. To lose Sam is just completely devastating for those children.
Despite living and working in the UK for the past 16 years, Sam Maboki from Uganda has had this happen to him.
He called me to the office and he expressed his regret that he had to let me go.
Yeah, the Home Office have ordered his employers, the school, to stop Sam working immediately. And it's all because Sam is divorcing his Irish wife, and that means he no longer meets the UK right to work law. He says he's devastated.
When I got sacked, I was really frustrated. I dedicated my life to this country. I've done whatever I can to support young people with very complex needs. And my children's life is here. I play a very big part in their sort of day-to-day life. And so I was really disheartened. But I've been sort of... What has picked me up is the amount of support that is out there. So there is still hope yet.
Well, you can imagine this has caused problems for Manor Green College as well, because he's been a constant in the lives of many of the pupils there. And now there's a petition calling for his reinstatement, and that's attracted more than 800 signatures. Fellow teacher Anne Clark says he is being missed.
Sam is just an absolutely outstanding teacher. He does an extremely important job to work with his pupils with very, very complex needs and autism. So to lose Sam is just completely devastating for those children and for our school, because Sam has worked so hard to get them where they are now, and to have that taken away is just devastating.
This is what the school told us. Sam is an excellent and dedicated professional who commands a great deal of respect from parents and work colleagues. The Home Office, though, say that law is the law. There's now a new application which has been submitted on the basis of his private and family life, and that is under consideration. Now, Bryony Rest is an immigration lawyer from David Gray Solicitors on the line to us now. Hello, Bryony.
Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Now, I suppose a lot of people might think, is this right? How can you have worked here for so long, you have children in this country, and yet you're not able to work?
It does seem to me nonsensical, doesn't it? I can see why most people would think, well, that's just a bit strange. It really depends on what application Sam has made, and therefore whether he does still have the right to work whilst it's considered.
Right. Now, what has happened, of course, is that he was working because, his right to work was based on his marriage to an Irish wife. That is now getting divorced, so therefore that right no longer exists. But he has to stop working immediately, which also seems strange. Could it not wait? Could he not carry on working whilst the appeal's going through?
Well, it does seem very harsh, doesn't it? It depends on what, as I say, on what basis he made an application. Where someone has been married to someone from the European Union, as Sam was, when their marriage ends, they can apply to retain those rights of residence still, including the right to work. But it sounds like Sam made a human rights application on the basis of his being a parent here and his private life, and that wouldn't necessarily give him the right to work whilst it was considered.
Right. Okay, fair enough. There are complicated rules here. I mean, when I spoke to him earlier on, he wasn't aware, he hadn't been aware that because of the divorce he was going to lose his job.
It must be devastating for him and for the school and his family. But as I say, it does depend on what basis an application is made, whether someone can continue working whilst it's considered. I mean, Sam's situation, it does seem strange to me that having had the right to work for so long because of his rights as a European family member, that one divorce, he hasn't retained those. But as I say, it may be because the kind of application that he made wasn't on that basis. And I just wanted to say about employers, actually, the reason why, again, people might think, gosh, it's very harsh for his school to sack him, but the problem is that if an employer employs someone without the right to work, and I understand the school did checks with the Home Office who told me he couldn't work, if they continue to employ him, they could face a civil penalty of £20,000 just for continuing to employ him. Plus, they could also have criminal liability if they are aware that he shouldn't have been working. So it's very serious for the schools. You can understand why they've been so strict, really.
Okay, Bryony, those are that's the law, and I suppose there's always interpretation of the law. It'll be interesting to see what happens with his latest application. We'll keep you posted on that. 60 minutes past eight. That was Bryony Rest from the David Gray Solicitors.